What's going on, everybody? It's your boy. No,
that's Louis' style. I'm very different.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Hang on. I need a swig of water.
What's going on, everybody? Give it, Louis. Give it. Do one for Louis.
He's got a very YouTube style. Should I do it? I'll just do it. Okay.
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, guys? And welcome back. What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. We're back again, two nights on the spin, because it's a festive season and there are games all the time. And this time it's a big one, Manchester United. And we are going to watch that from the TV, but not all of us, because Tobes is going to Old Trafford, along with, well, the excellent Chelsea support as always, and we will speak to him about that shortly. But yes, we're back on full festive football mode as Chelsea go up north again, hopefully better than the last trip up north, for yet another massively important game. And if you hadn't already figured it out, Louis is still away at the darts, so I am still here hosting. So again, I can only apologise for that if you wanted Louis' dulcet tones. Let's go straight into it. Once again, joined by Tobes, as already mentioned, and producer Jordan is also stepping in and stepping up, which is just a better addition than Louis was anyway, so there we go. Straight in. Neither team have been very consistent, but they've had some decent results recently. United, of course, top of that made up form last five games thing, but not a great result for them last weekend, and we did get a win. So what do we kind of think heading into this? Just a little brief summary before we kind of delve more deeply.
United are an interesting one. They're a fugazi. Like, you watch them and you think, you lot are dog shit. And then you look at the table and you think, how have they managed that? How are they? They're not doing that badly. But when I watch them, and there are a lot of teams that you can watch and think, oh, they're miles ahead of us. We've got a bit of building to do to get to there. I don't watch United and think, oh, I'd rather be them. There's not a single part of me that watches them and think that. I think there's obviously discord with the manager. Sky Sports are breaking some news currently. They've lost 50% of the dressing room. I don't know where he put them, but I think they're rubbish. I think they're really rubbish. I don't know what style of football they tried to play. At least I look at us and I think, all right, okay, we're pressing really high. Some of our players get a bit overly aggressive because they're a bit young. They need to learn, but I can see what they're trying to do here. What will Nkunku add? What will Lavia add? That, you know, with United, I just think, I don't know where Mount comes in and helps this. I don't know what they're trying to do. It's just sort of, let's hope Bruno does something magic or Rashford gets into form, and that's sort of it. I don't really know what else they had. I mean, Garnacho is a prime example, that goal the other week. They're sort of like individual quality FC that you just hope. I mean, if I was a United fan, you'd just be hoping one of those players produces something out of nothing because you're not really going to do much collectively.
They seem to be a lot like the back end of Ole's tenure, where they were terrible and they would lose like every big game, any important game, but they'd managed to just grind out a few 1-0s and actually kind of stay in the conversation in and around the top six, which avoided Ole getting sacked. It feels very much like that again now. Obviously, they did get a few wins, but they've conceded 106 shots in their last six games. And in that time, realistically, the only sort of team I'd say are of any proper quality are Newcastle. I think they're there to be had, as you've kind of said there. But you also mentioned one thing that obviously we have to talk about, and that is Mason Mount. He's unlikely to actually play because he's been nursing an injury pretty much since he got there. But how do we feel the first time playing Manchester United with Mason Mount in their team? Jordan, I'll come to you first on this one.
First of all, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed he's not playing. I'm also deeply disappointed Gallagher saw red because he won't get the opportunity to absolutely scythe him 2 minutes into the game, which would have been just tremendous to watch. I agree with Tobes. I'm not 100% sure if he was fit where he'd come in and help them. To be honest, he's a shit footballer, as we all know. Massively overrated. I'm quite happy to never see him again, really.
Nice. tell us how you really feel. But Tobes, you as well, obviously, let's hear more about Mount and then we will never talk about him again. This is a game that obviously we've kind of been maybe part dreading, part looking forward to in a way, and the fact that he's not playing, is that something that we're disappointed with or actually something that we're almost kind of a bit relieved with?
Maybe relieved in a sense that I feel like he'd be up for playing us to prove a point, but we need to go out and prove our point in terms of why the fuck have you left here to join that mess? And I mean, regardless of whatever situation we're in, he hasn't exactly joined a happy, smiley camp. It's an absolute mess over there, and he hasn't managed to break in ahead of giants of the game such as Scott McTominay and Christian Eriksen with a hole in his chest. So I don't really, it's a strange situation. It won't come to whether you'd, I don't know how I'd feel in terms of would I boo him because it's him at United, but you know, I still appreciate what he did for us to an extent. It's a shame how everything unfolded basically, but you know, fuck him. You join United. Yeah, it is how it is. You still had a year left in your deal. You didn't have to leave. So yeah. I don't feel too much pity towards his terrible time at United so far. I want to echo Jordan's sentiment in terms of, you know, long may it continue. Cheers for what he did for us, but once you left us and you've gone to a rival, hope it goes terribly.
He's a snag.
Yeah, exactly. Go smash up United at Old Trafford and let him just sit and watch from the stands and helpless. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, well, I think we all agree there, and I think most Chelsea fans would probably feel the same way as well. But this game recently has produced a lot of draws. Five of the last six games have been draws. Two of them 0-0, three of them 1-0. 1-1. And United won the last time out, penultimate game of last season. They beat us 4-1 in another game to forget from last year. And over the years, we've played them quite a few times, 193 times, winning 55 ourselves, drawing 56, and they have won 82. And although there have been a lot of draws, the last time we actually beat them in the league was way back in 2017 with that infamous Morata header from the Azpilicueta cross in a 1-0 win. So a couple of wins in the FA Cup since, but that was the last time we actually beat them in the league. So it kind of feels like an even more important game. I think, as I've said so many times before, we say this every single week, but this feels like a time to finally get one back over Manchester United in the league. I guess because of the position they find themselves in, really.
Yeah, I mean, it could be the end of Erik Sevenhag's tenure. We could be putting the final nail in the coffin. I hope we do. Like you said, it's been a minute since we've beat them just in the league. But it's been over 10 years since we won at Old Trafford. It was Juan Mata's goal, who went on to play for United about 6-7 months later, if you remember, under Rafa Benitez. David Luiz laughing in the corner, getting one of those ugly twins sent off. I don't remember which one it was, but Marvin Raphael. But yeah, I it would taste good, and I'm especially invested because I've invested, and I would not like to walk away from Old Trafford having to stay in Manchester and go out for a night on the back of a loss. I mean, there are worse places to drown your sorrows, but at the same time, I want to, you know, go beat them. Last time I went was when Alonso scored that volley. Good old Marcus. He'd like to go at Old Trafford, to be fair. He'd like to go at a lot of big clubs, but yeah,
Tell us your plans then. When are you heading up? Where are you staying? Well, maybe not where you're staying. Don't want people going. But when are you heading up? Who are you going with? And what's your plan?
I'm heading up with some fellas I've gone before. I went West Ham away with them early in the season. So getting the train up to Manchester like 4-ish, maybe, and then have a few beers, go to the game. I record a little bit of it because, you know, content and that. And then afterwards, I'm seeing a few mates who are actually United fans. But they also thought, well, fuck it, we'll share a B&B, and they also do sort of social stuff, but they're good lads. So yeah, go out, get on the piss, hopefully celebrating rather than drowning. And then the next day get a very angsty train home, because I always feel really anxious after drinking. It's not a nice feeling. I don't know why I'm fucking mentioning that.
yeah. But hopefully, as you said, celebrating rather than drowning your sorrows.
Exactly.
United now, after their supposed form team in five games, they're still seventh and only 5 points ahead of us. But how do we generally feel? We kind of said that we think they're there for the taking. How do we generally feel we're at? Where do we feel we're at going into this game? Obviously, a bit of a weird run of games. We haven't really played like a what I would call normal game in a little while. So how do we feel kind of going into this game now, Jordan?
I think I personally feel quietly confident. I don't know how the lads are going to feel. I'm hoping they'll be up for it. You know, we are 10th and 7th or wherever wherever you said United, where I haven't looked at the table, I think that you said 7th, is that right?
Yeah.
So 10th and 7th, you know, we're not where we should be, either of the teams, but it's still Chelsea United. It's still a massive game of football. I don't care if we're 20th and 19th in the league. It would still be a huge game. Like I said in the previous pod, I've got a good feeling about this one. And it's a nice feeling to have going into a game watching Chelsea Football Club, because it's been a minute since I felt good about where we're at, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And in terms of, if we look at them a little bit, what do we think we need to do to kind of, well, get a second win, I guess, in a row, and as you said, Tobes, end that rather dismal record at Old Trafford?
I think it's a case of just doing more of what they've shown they can do. I just want to see some consistency, like turn up, be intense, and do it for 90 minutes. Don't get complacent. If you do that, you'll actually walk away having battered United, because they're not very good. They don't want it intense. And don't get complacent where you can let in some shitty, I don't know, Bruno starts rolling around like a rat and then gets a penalty or something. Just avoid all those kind of situations. And I think we would comfortably beat them. I'm not quite at Jordan stage. I'd like to be. I want to be confident, but Newcastle's kind of set me back a little bit. So I just want to see a bit more reason to back them in terms of consistency. I can't see a reason why we wouldn't win there, but I'm not fully there with the trust yet. Not yet. Need a little bit more building.
Yeah, that's very fair enough. Obviously, they have got a few threats, which we'll run through a bit later. But let's talk about our threats, you know, and the team we want to play here. Obviously, Conor Gallagher is not available because he decided to be the dick of the day this week and get himself sent off against Brighton. But Reece James is back from his suspension, so he'll presumably step straight back in. Let's talk about the 11 we want to see. Obviously, Sancho's in goal. What are we going with after that?
Is Cucurella back? Would Cucurella come in? That's an interesting one.
I think he's back, because it was 5 yellows, wasn't it? Which I think is one game.
I would, if I'm honest, I would keep Cowell, because on that side, I imagine it might be Anthony. And that Beyblade is fucking shit. So I don't even have to worry about whether, like, Buonanotte is, you know, cuts inside and has a bit of pace about, like, well, Anthony's just going to spin around in a circle and get kicked up in the air. So, yeah, stick Cowell on him. Badiashil, I was really impressed by, which is good, because you and me were the same, Tom, where Newcastle wasn't happy with him, but had been happy with him up till then. But he was really solid at the weekend, so he's kind of earned his place. But Disasi didn't exactly lose it, so it's a weird one to be in, because the defenders really impressed me all weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, obviously, Thiago Silva has to play, which is a pretty crazy change from a week ago when I was calling for his head. Cucurella back, but maybe doesn't necessarily start. Also, another thing about Cole playing, obviously, United do have a pretty decent, well, not maybe not decent, but they've got quite a few big players, tall players, and from set pieces,
yeah,
it'd be nice
true.
To have another lad who can come in on both sides of the ball. So I think Cole, yeah, left back, I don't mind that at all. Badia Shield, Silva, and then Reece, obviously, back into captain at right back. De Sassi, it's a bit harsh, but someone's got to drop, speed dropped at the moment, so I think he probably goes out. It may well be Badia Shield who goes out, but we'll see. And then in the midfield, that's the interesting one, I guess, because it's obviously going to be Enzo and Caicedo, but who joins them with Gallagher suspended?
I would just bring Palmer in, because I know Palmer picked up a knock and he was on the bench, so he only came on for a cameo. But like, I was happy with how all those boys started at the weekend, and we've been very happy with Palmer in general. So I would just stick Palmer in that kind of bit more forward midfield area.
So we kind of almost basically go to a more sort of routine 4-2-3-1, Palmer in the kind of 10 role. Sterling, Jackson,
and Michelo,
and the Mudrick is what I was hoping you were going to say. But yeah, okay, I like that team. I like that team, and there's pace there to hurt them. There's enough size, as I said, to deal with the set pieces, and I think we can kind of outplay their midfield a little bit as well. So I'm kind of with Jordan. I'm feeling quite confident, but I was also feeling quite confident going into Newcastle. So let's hope we don't have that kind of feeling again. But back to, let's just look at them a little bit before we kind of look into the game a little bit more deeply. Who is it that we actually do need to worry about? Obviously, Bruno is a fantastic player, but he's not been that consistent this season. Rashford's been somewhere else, really, not been very effective. Hoyland's still yet to score a Premier League goal. Who is it that if there's one player from their team at the moment that you're kind of looking at, go, oh, yeah, he might be a little bit of a handful. Who do you think it is?
It's a weird one because Garnacho's obviously looked good the last few games, but I feel like anyone on Reece James's sides in general will be like, he should be fine. But funnily enough, as much as those three you just mentioned are all inconsistent, you can't tell which one of them's going to turn up, etc. Those are the ones. Those are the ones you have to look out for. Bruno's just going to shoot from 30 yards. Thank God we've got a keeper with arms at least this year. So 30-yard screamers have been a bit less frequent. And Rashford, he has stunk the gaff up the entirety of the season, but he's had a bit of criticism and he might just suddenly, you know how it goes with a player like that. Like, he'll go through spells doing nothing and then he'll go score 30 goals in 4 or 5 months. They're very confidence based, as obviously most players are, but there's a real lack of consistency to them because they're very emotive as a team. And that's why you see Bruno, you know, in that 7-0 against Liverpool, looking like the worst captain in the world. And sometimes he's dragging them out of the gutter. They're very bipolar, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah, almost similar to us, as I think you called us bipolar not that long ago.
Definitely.
Yeah, so hopefully we're on the right side of that this time around. Jordan, same for you. Who's the one player that you're looking at with a little bit of kind of fear in your mind?
I might get shot down a little bit here, but I'm going to say Harry Maguire. I think he has been very, very good the last few games. You know, he's absolutely bailing out Onana, who is the worst keeper I have genuinely ever seen in my life. How they paid so much for him is just beyond me. I think Harry Maguire has been fantastic recently, and I think obviously he's never going to get his due now. I don't know what's going on with him and United fans. They're never going to give him credit, ever. I think he's been really good. I'm worried Jackson is going to have another case of sort of disappearing, you know? He's going to pull a Houdini act and disappear for 90 minutes again. I think we desperately need Cole Palmer to come in. I think he'll help to just unlock that United defence a little bit.
I'm kind of hoping, yeah, because I agree, Maguire's been class, but that bloke has got away with some red cards against us over the years. So maybe he's finally due one for, you know, stamping on Batshuayi, kicking out his bollocks and everything. So hopefully we can have that. Because I do agree, he's been their only player that's been any good for a while.
Yeah, well, there have been a few red cards in our games recently, so hopefully, again, we can be on the right side of it, like Spurs, rather than the wrong side, like the last two weekends. But let's delve slightly deeper into this game and go into a little bit of analysis and look at some maybe key head-to-heads and things. Obviously, I mentioned all the draws and the nil-nils that we've had with Manchester United recently. It doesn't feel like we're going to have a nil-nil. Neither defence is particularly settled at the moment. What do we think might actually happen in this game? This is a little spoiler of the spoilers that you'll hear later.
Oh, mate, I really don't know. I don't exactly know which us is turning up, and I don't know what them is turning up. This is a really weird game. It could go any way, genuinely. I'd like to think we wouldn't get hammered by them, but I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't rule out us losing like 1-0 and just struggling to break them down if they scored early. I wouldn't rule out us hammering them. I wouldn't rule out some 2-2 crazy draw or a boring draw where both teams just look a bit crap. Like, it's just a weird one. I think we will score at least a couple, but I worry that they might score a couple. I'm kind of leaning towards Desmond-ish, if I'm honest. But I'm also kind of leaning towards Desmond because when I last said it would be Desmond was the Brighton game, and it meant that we won the game. So I kind of want to do it just for good luck, a bit superstitious like that.
Nice. Desmond for the season. For those of you that do not know of the Desmond, that is, of course, Desmond Tutu. And specifically in football, that means a 2-2 draw. Jordan, what do you kind of... What do you think might happen in this game?
Yeah, I have to say I agree with Tobes, to be honest. It's a bit of a crapshoot. You know, I could see it going every which way. I don't think we're going to smash them, and I don't think they'll smash us. But I can for sure see us scoring a couple. I reckon 2-0 with United maybe sneaking a goal in the sort of, you know, the crappy injury, 15-minute injury time. But I can't see a massive amount of goals, if I'm honest. I just don't think the talent is there at the moment particularly.
That's fair enough. Well, hopefully we can play another entertaining game and come out on the right side of it. But, you know, maybe, as I said, without the pain and stress of the Brighton game we've just played. What do we think are going to be the key jewels? We've mentioned key players from their perspective. Who do we think is going to light the Old Trafford, the theatre of dreams up from our side?
Raz needs to have a good game, and he's been having a lot of good games, so I kind of back him in that sense. The tricky thing will be, I'm really, really hoping, because Ten Hag is random like that, that he won't play Wan-Bissaka, because I think Wan-Bissaka actually deals with wingers very well. And I think Mudryk could have a bit of fun with Dalot there. I don't really rate Dalot whenever I watch him. So I think like team selection is almost at the crux of it in a way. And I think, I'm not sure if it was Jordan or you, Tom, that touched on having a bit of height there. I think that'll be key, because I can imagine like McTominay and Maguire and Hoyland, like they're big, they've got some big players. So having your Badia Shields and your Coles in the starting lineup probably help with that a bit. Otherwise, I worry we might get a little bit bullied because they'll want to play a bit, go long and that sort of thing, I can imagine.
Yeah, they very much do have that vibe of go long if it's not going right and just stick McTominay up there. McSauce, who's actually been playing relatively well recently, but maybe that's just
scores goals
by his standards. Exactly, he is scoring goals, and that does scare me, because when he gets on a bit of a patch, he just keeps scoring, which is, to be fair, like you said, similar to quite a few of their players. And you mentioned it earlier, Tobes, the pressure that is really on Erik ten Hag here. Obviously, it seems like Paul Heckingbottom, unsurprisingly, after a 5-0 mauling at Burnley, is going to be the first manager to go of the season. But Ten Hag can't be far behind, with United languishing where they are. And it seems like the dressing room's been lost. That's the key thing.
Yeah, Erik, 10 more days. I don't know. I'm hoping it's only 3 more days, because it means that we've gone and tonked them and they've pulled the trigger. But I think they've got, is it Liverpool quite consecutively after their... Not the game after us, but the game after that. I might be wrong there, but yeah, they're a mess, and it's when, not if, when it comes to whether they'll get rid of Ten Hag. To me, anyway, I just don't see how you recover from falling out with so many players, and now it coming out that obviously there's going to be more. There's obviously going to be a knock-on effect there. If you fall out with players, the players are going to talk. They're all mates. They're all going to be closer than they are with their boss, aren't they? So it's unsurprising. And it's a matter of time. But hopefully we can just be that final nail in the coffin. You got smashed by the Chelsea. See you later, pal.
they do indeed have Liverpool in 2 weeks. So they've got, they've got Bournemouth this weekend and then Liverpool after that.
Erik, 10 plus 6 days or something.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, in terms of... We've spoken about their defence in terms of perhaps the threat it offers from the set piece. But let's be honest, when you're missing Varane and you're missing Martinez, there's not much pace in that back four. We have quite a lot of pace in our front line. I'm personally actually almost excited to face that defence with the attack that we have, and with Palmer hopefully back and Enzo in there and Reece James back in the team. There's quite a lot of players who can exploit the sort of potential of getting in behind them. Is that wrong to feel excited about it, or is it actually a bit of a weakness that we can maybe exploit?
No, I think it is a reason to be excited. Also, it's a big pitch, man. The Bridgewest field is a bit more compact. And I feel like Old Trafford is one of those pitches where Mudryk isn't going to go into the advertising boards when he gets at full speed. Like, we can capitalise on that. My worry is just if they play a low block and they play really boring because he's panicking about his job. You know, he actually looks a bit like the geezer that says, I'm going to lose my job. But perhaps not accused of the same things. I could see them being really nervy and him setting them up to be very defensive. And that worries me more, just because we know we don't really deal with that very well. So I'm hoping they really try and go at us and we could pick them apart. That is, I know Jordan touched on, like, the likelihood of us smashing them isn't likely. I think the only route would be that. If they try and play football at us, try and play like Spurs did, like City did to an extent, like we can... We've shown we can score goals when that's the game state.
Yeah, I think maybe on the same kind of thinking, but a different result, is him panicking about his job is him thinking, I need to win this game, and therefore playing football and, well, attempting to play football, which is, you know, falls into the trap. That's exactly what we want. But then again, he could try and grind out a 1-0 win by playing a low ball, like you said. So it's interesting. Like you said earlier, we don't really know what to expect in this game. Two teams that are quite, very inconsistent. as you've coined the phrase, a little bit bipolar. So it's exciting in a way because you don't know what to expect, but also that does create a slight nervy kind of feeling towards it. In terms of them, we've spoken about Ten Hag. What will they be targeting here? What will they be happy with, obviously, and what will we be happy with? Will we be happy with a draw, do we think? And will they be happy with that as well?
I think they'd be happier with a draw than we would. I wouldn't say no to a draw. A draw's not an awful result, but if there's a time to play United, it is right now. It is right now. If there's time to play United, they're playing terrible. They are missing some key players, like you said. We've been missing key players all year, but, you know, Martinez is a good player for them. He's one of the few players, I think, Ten Hag signed that looks any good. He's not there. Mount's not there. Rub it in his face. It's time to pounce. You know, let's not take our foot off the gas and settle for a draw just because, for namesake, they're Manchester United. They're not a very good team. They're there for the taking.
Pounce on Mount's absence. Jordan, what are your final thoughts before we kind of say goodbye?
I want to see a bit of ruthlessness from them. You know, they're a young team. They're coming up. I think the time is coming. I don't know if it's just yet, but it's coming, where they need to start to turn into killers, you know? Just maul people and actually have the confidence to do so and believe in themselves, all this kind of stuff. But I think if we get one go up, we've got to kill the game. Get one more. No mistakes. No silly letting people in. No Thiago Silva's giving the ball away. Just be professional, but be ruthless. Don't give any chances. Don't give a smidge of hope to the other team, you know? And I think even at 0-0, I think I'd really like to see us come out the gates quick. You know, an early goal would be huge, I think. The Old Trafford, they're going to be up for it, I think, the crowd. Tobes is going to have a front row seat for that. I'm very jealous. they're going to be up for it. And I think we've got to try and take them out of it as early as possible. Because, you know, if we start throwing some silly tackles around, they're going to be right up for it. And that's only going to help United.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. We've got to smell blood. Like John said, ruthless. They're there. This is the perfect time to hammer them. Get your first win since 2017.
There we go. That's it. We're going out there. We're going to be ruthless. We're going to get a win. You heard it here first. As always, we are a Highway 61 production. And if you want to listen back to some history, we've spoken a bit about our last wins against United. Why not check out the blueprint for some history even further back? And the great Gary Hayes will take you through that. Follow us on socials. We're exactly where you'd expect us to be. Engage with the Echo. Tell your friends, your family, your dog walker, etc. Spread the word about us. And we will continue to grow like the Blues themselves. And of course, with so many games, catch our double helping of spoilers for the week and the weekend. And Jordan and I will give you a quick review from the game tomorrow evening, so catch that too. But yeah, cheers guys.